MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 6, 2025. There are three finalists left for the Danvers top job, and Rockport is in compliance with 3A zoning. Cloudy, low to mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:31 p.m. The Gloucester Times is reporting that Gloucester's Chief Administrative Officer, Jill Cahill, is in the running for the job of Danvers Town Manager. She and two others, former Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald and Belmont Town Administrator Patrice Garvin, were named finalists Tuesday by the Danvers Select Board. The Danvers Select Board will meet with the finalists Wednesday, March 12, for a one-hour interview with each from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The board will then discuss the candidates with a final vote on offering the position to its choice either later that night or on March 18. Stephen Hagan's writing in the Gloucester Times, any letter to a municipality that starts with the word congratulations is probably good news. That was how the State Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities began its letter of February 28, sent to Town Administrator Mitchell Vieira, Planning Board Chair Jason Shaw, and other town officials, formally acknowledging the state agency had found Rockport's multifamily overlay district plan to be conditionally compliant with the State MBTA Communities Act. EOHLC recognizes the diligent work performed by the town of Rockport to meet the requirements of the MBTA Communities Law. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh is reporting in the Salem News. 2 years after his victory in a special election, Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo announced Wednesday he will run for re-election, saying, quote, our work is just getting started. 2 years ago, Pangallo won the special election race that was triggered by former Mayor Kim Driscoll's departure from the corner office to become Lieutenant Governor. In that race, Pangallo took about 52% of the vote, beating out opponent Neil Harrington, who previously served as the city's mayor from 1990 to 1997. And Matt Petrie's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News, roughly after a week after the Salisbury Beach sand replenishment project resumed, work should go on for the next several days as the search for additional funds to complete the project continues. Officials are seeking funding to cover an additional 15,000 tons of sand that needs to be processed. In tournament action last night in boys high school hockey, Arlington upset St. John's Prep 2-1. In girls basketball, it was Lynn Tech 59, Manchester Essex 49. In the pros, the Celtics beat Portland 128-118, and they host the Sixers tonight. Bruins were off, and they'll be playing at Carolina tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.